Good morning. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, bringing you HealthWorks. So we are in the month of March now, and March is National Developmental and Disabilities Awareness Month. And today we're going to bring to you a great project that the hospital is working in coordination with the Wayne Highland School Districts, plus other school districts, another organization called Living Unlimited. And all of these agencies are coming together to bring Project Search to students in our local school districts. So I have three guests today. I have Pat Blaskowitz, and he is the Assistant Director of Special Ed at Wayne Highland School District. I have Grace Ruckiner. Did I get it right?
Ruckiner.
Okay, I'm getting there. Yeah. And Grace is the special ed teacher from Wayne Highlands School District, but she also is the Project Search instructor for the students that participate. And then my third guest is Melanie Terwilliger. Okay. Melanie works for Living Unlimited, and she's the skill trainer for these students. So as you can see right now, we have, you know, three people that are really team leaders for this Project Search here at Way Memorial Hospital. So Pat, can you share with our audience, what is Project Search?
Certainly. Good morning, and thanks for having us. Project Search is a program for students with disabilities, and we identified that there was a need for a program like this for our students that were exiting high school to get real-world experience, job experience, and kind of in a risk-free environment without worrying about being fired or and also trying to get the skills to get jobs, like interview skills, build resumes, and that's all what we do at Project Search.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been at Wayne Memorial?
This is our third school year, mm-hmm. But before that, there was a lot of background work for many years that went into getting the program approved, and it was kind of a Wayne Highlands, Walt Paulpack, and Western Wayne joint effort. To see where it's grown, it's been pretty miraculous.
Right, it has been amazing. And you know, working here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, we see these Project Search students, and we look forward to having them here because they are actually a great asset for us here at the hospital. And we'll hear a little bit how they get their skill training here. So you know, Grace, when your students come here, what does a day look like for them? Like, what time do they arrive?
Sure. So because they are coming from four different school districts this year, we have the 3 W's, Western Wayne, Wayne Highlands, Walt Paulpack. We also have a North Pocono student. Their transportation comes at different times. So they arrive anywhere from 7:50 to 8:25 in the morning. And while they're arriving, we work on individual skills until they're all here. And then our curriculum guides us what we're doing throughout the rest of the year and what they're doing in the hospital during their internships, which determines really how the classroom time is utilized. But our curriculum over the entire year with the kids really focuses on team building skills, some workplace safety, technology skills, self-advocacy skills, maintaining employment skills, financial literacy, health and wellness, and then obviously preparing for that employment, which is just the foundation of this program. So once they get here and the curriculum is going through, they stay till about 9:30 before they head over to the hospital for their internships. They end up coming back here for lunch, where we do some more social skills during our lunchtime, and then they'll come back to the classroom around 2 mm-hmm. before they head home for the evening.
Right. And these students that participate in Project Search, it is a process for them. They have to, I wouldn't say fill out an application, but they need family support, mm-hmm. because this is real dedication. We were talking about this before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this requires showing up every day,
yep.
being prepared, right?
Absolutely. It's a preparation for the real world, you mm-hmm. know? It's how are they going to get a job? We're trying to bridge that high school to employment realm that these students need, and just making sure that they're prepared.
Right.
So it takes a lot of hands. We're very thankful for the hospital being so flexible with us, with their rotations and so forth.
Right. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Joyce Malachy. She is a great partner in all this. Joyce Malachy is our volunteer coordinator, and she works very closely with all of you here, and I know she helps arrange all the departments that the students go into. So thank you, Joyce, if you are listening today. We really appreciate
She's
that.
She's one of the biggest advocates for this program.
She really
and
is.
Always has been since the beginning.
Yes, and I think anyone looking to volunteer or, you know, do something different, she definitely goes above and beyond. So we are thankful to have Joyce with us. Mm-hmm. So Melanie, you're the skills trainer for these students, correct?
Correct. I actually just recently began my skills trainer journey in mid-January, and it has definitely been a learning experience so far for not only me, but the students are getting ready to go into their third rotation this year. And what it looks like when they get over to the hospital, the rotations that they're currently in include the dock or print shop, the kitchen, housekeeping, registration, operating room supply, and central services. And in each of these rotations, there's many different skills that are developed. They range anywhere from filing and sorting to being able to follow directions and stack boxes with the heaviest on the bottom, reviewing invoices. In the kitchen, they start on the clean and dirty sides, and as they master each of those skills, then they can advance into other areas. And it's really just been an amazing process to see how these students are moving up through their rotations.
I can't stress enough, I see them all the time throughout the hospital. They're pleasant. They're working very hard, very hard. And I think that's the whole one goal of the program, is to get these individuals, you know, with disabilities that may not have these opportunities to get out into the real world, you know, and to have a job, you know, and support themselves.
Absolutely. And they depend on the feedback that they're getting from their mentors, from Mrs. Ruckinger and from I in the hospital. All this feedback is leading to their development and mastering of skills, both in the classroom and in the hospital.
Right. So, you know, after a student goes through Project Search and they graduate, because Grace and I were talking about this beforehand, that, you know, this is kind of the step before they get their diploma. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and can you just explain that, like the age difference between someone who, you know, graduates from, you know, high school and how Project Search students are a little different? Or Pat?
Yeah, I can take that. So the students range from 18 to 21. To be eligible for the program, they have to complete their high school requirements for whatever high school they have graduated from. So all of our students are actual technical graduates of their high schools. This is kind of just an add-on year for them. And it's been interesting to see as the years have progressed that how much these students look forward to this. Like, students are talking about this as freshmen of, oh, I can't wait to graduate and go to Project Search for my fifth year of school or after I graduate. So before, when we first started having meetings about this, they had no idea what Project Search was. Now we have groups of kids that are in middle school that can't wait to get to Project Search. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see that.
Uh-huh. Great. And so when they graduate, they'll have that on their diploma that, you know.
They actually receive an additional certification.
Okay.
So their diploma and then a certification that they were a Project Search completer of it or a graduate.
Right. And again, I think this information, again, is important for our listeners and our community. Because when, you know, these students graduate and finish and they go to apply for a job, you know, if someone sees that Project Search certification, they can almost be guaranteed that these individuals received skills, they received training that maybe someone else did not, you know, and that's really important. And Melanie, can you share with us how you continue to follow these individuals after they finish the program?
Just before you do that, I think it's important to note that they know that they've gotten experience from one of the biggest employers and one of the most respected employers in the area, in William Memorial Hospital. So that's a huge thing that's on their resume now, that they worked here for a whole school year and worked with some of the people in the community. So that has come up in a lot of interviews and a lot of times throughout when they're going through that process, which Melanie's going to highlight as they're looking for jobs. Oh, you were at William Memorial with so-and-so? I know that person. And if they speak highly of you, then
right.
we do as well.
Well, thank you for that, because, you know, that does say a lot, you know, for our community and for the people that are out there listening.
Yes, sorry, Nolan.
No.
That's all right. So, yes, absolutely. Not only will they get their project search certification, but that certification's clearly highlighted on their resume that we sit down and we collaborate with them on. And these resumes are printed out in bulk. And as a skills trainer, we will contact multiple employers, not only in this area, but somewhere that's more convenient for the family. And we will pass them out. Even it's based on their interest as well. We talk to each intern about where they would like to work, and we try to match their skills on their resume as close as possible to their experiences in the hospital and how they will help them get the job that they're looking for, that they desire. But these resumes are passed out in the community, and as we start receiving calls back for interviews, the skills trainers can go along and assist the students in the interviews. And then we also follow them on their first few weeks of the job until they gain all their independence to be able to perform on their own.
Wow, wow. And again, it's so nice to see it come full circle. That's really important. I mean, you really follow them from day one until they get established in a job. And that's,
I was going to say that. It's a year-long process from the beginning of meetings, of bringing out maps of where they live and what employers are in that area and what their interests are, to the feedback from their mentors. In our mentor meetings after each internship, it's not just a couple week thing. It's a whole year of just dedicating to that next step and whatever that may be for that intern.
Right. And Grace, I mean, it has been a challenge for you too with COVID, right? And trying to have a classroom that's social distance.
Yes.
And still do your job.
Yeah. There were some obstacles that I don't think anybody was prepared for this year. But the families were incredibly supportive. The students knew the rules from day one coming in here. And the hospital, like I said, has been so gracious and flexible with us, really working with us to make sure that everyone was going to see success on their journey, because the mapping from previous to graduating high school for them was already a discussion of their interests and their skills that they already possessed, and how can we grab those skills and make them either better or create new skills that they can master, all going towards this final goal of graduating Project Search,
mm-hmm.
finding a job that they're interested in, which is key, because no one wants to go to work and not enjoy what they're doing.
Right.
You know,
right.
We still want them to find the positive in their future.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
It's been good.
Great. And Pat, I know, you know, you've been involved, you know, around here with Project Search since day one. Success stories. I know there's been a couple of success stories out there.
Yeah, we have some at the local level, a lot at the local level. We've, you know, highlighted in the Wayne Independent.
I think it was was it 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And
then even I opened up the Scranton Times a couple weeks ago, and we had one of our students from our internship the first year pop up on there, and that's awesome. And then at the national level, we had Good Morning America highlight one of our students that works out at Woodlock. They've touched everything nationally, and it's cool to see them out in the community. Even if you're at a restaurant, you know, I've had one of the waitresses was a Project Search graduate, so they're sprinkled all over the northeastern area.
Right, and this is just one way again that we can help these individuals, you know, with disabilities, really survive out in the real world. I mean, this is a great program to provide them with the skills that they need. So, you know, I want to thank all three of you really for, you know, kind of talking about this important project that we have here in our community. Any last words, Grace? Any last words for our community?
No, thank you. It's really great to be part of something and just watching what our community is willing to do to make these students be successful and participating members of our community, and the agencies that come together and put all of our heads together, whether it's transportation, whether it's hours, whether it's, you know, whatever obstacle, there's a lot of hands here making this work. So
mm-hmm.
thank you.
I've always said we live in a special community, and we really do. Melanie, any last words?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to highlight what Project Search is all about.
You're welcome. And Pat?
It can save much for me. But thanks for having us. And it's just, you're right. It's another example of why Honesdale in this area is a special place.
Right. So again, thank you all three of you for being on the show today. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Again, if you missed this show or had to leave early, you can go on WMH.org and re-listen to this show, as well as going on Radio Bold, either their website or their app, and go under HealthWorks, and you can listen to this whole show over again. Right, Grace?
Absolutely.
Again, thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.